What do you think are the few qualities that separate leadership and management?
That separate leadership from management.
Separated in terms of perhaps the role, perhaps the thinking. A lot of people who would be listening to this podcast, maybe management wanting to move into leadership. So I think it's interesting to hear your view on how do you, you know, what is it that you need to be doing and thinking and behaving, paying attention to in order to help elevate yourself?
I see one as foundational to the next, right? I mean, if you even to make it a pyramid. And so the attributes I would see, you know, in strong management, number one are competence. A competency in whatever it is that you're managing, but your employees see that you do have the abilities and the competence to do what you're doing. And therefore, there's engagement from your employee. I think as you then transcend into leadership, and what separates is this level of caring and this level of, we're talking about employee engagement, leadership engagement into what you're doing. And then this level of confidence, right? But confidence with humility. And so if you then say, yes, one's foundational to the other, but then how do you separate it? How do you discern between a leader and a manager? A leader has to have confidence in order to get to the level of leadership. But then a sense of caring and a sense of, and I tell my sons this all the time, is confidence with humility. And I think that's what epitomizes. If I look at the great leaders have had an influence on me over the course of my life, not even my professional career, but my personal life, it's been those items.
I couldn't agree more. And I think those are perfect words to describe that. I think it's quite different, isn't it? You know, because we often hear people talk about strength and drive, for instance. And I could imagine some people being surprised that actually caring is that quality.
I think that, and we feel this way at Jacobs, a leader that has enough confidence in himself or herself to show vulnerability, it's an important leadership attribute. Because we're, at the end of the day, we're all humans and we all have vulnerabilities and we all have fears. And sharing those is not, in my mind, sharing those is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. And I think that's important, you know, especially in the new world that we live in, where everybody can see everything all the time.